Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today will look at an unsaved man praying and his prayer being heard by God.
My stubborn will at last hath yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. But this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will be done. Sweet will. Precious will, O conquering Savior, doth now embrace and compass me. All discords hushed, my peace a river, my soul a prisoned bird set free. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer, till I am wholly lost in thee. Sweet will.
In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, is the account of a man who is one who is concerned about the things of the Lord, and he is recorded in the Scriptures as a devout man and one that feared God, not only for himself, but with his whole house. And not only that on the inside, and he demonstrated this beyond because he went on and he gave much alms to the people. And then he also prayed to God always. But you know, he still was not right with the Lord in the sense of having received the Lord's redemption. Because, as the Scriptures tell us, that in verse 3, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, now notice this angelic being has a body, or he can see this angelic being. And he said, he looked on him, and he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up before a memorial before God. Now, this angel could have told him what he needed to do, but he doesn't do it that way. He says, Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon Peter, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. Notice, he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. So this man had not done what he ought to have done in order to be right with God. Had he died in this state, but of course the grace of God is there to see to it that this man wanted to know the truth. As I read passages of Scripture like this, of the grace of God showing his mercy and his goodness, you know, I'm challenged, I'm blessed, I'm encouraged in the Word because of God's goodness. You find people every once in a while who will say, no, I can't believe this about God, because what about the other people in such and such a place? Just had the sad experience of talking with a young 21-year-old young man saying to me, I don't believe that. I don't believe in heaven, and I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the devil. And I took the time to chat with him and to talk with him to let him see, just because he doesn't believe in these beings, in these places, that it was not going to remove the fact of their existence. And he did allow me to show him from the Scriptures. And the reason why he had come to that position was because his grandmother had died when he was 12. And he, in his bitterness, decided, this is the way I'll handle it. So this man knows that the world came into being by someone, and he readily admitted that. So, you know, when I look at this, I think that the Lord saved me. He knew my heart. The Lord has given his Son, Jesus, to die for sinners, and Christ has shed his blood, and we have been given a charge by God to go forth into this world, bearing the precious news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whosoever will, let him come. Him that is athirst, let him come. Christ died for sinners, rose again from the dead, was buried. Hear ye him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Lord will get the message to those who want to hear, those who want to receive this message. We stand in the highways and the byways. We pass out gospel tracts. Many people take the tracts and they throw them down. Many people reject the gospel tracts that we pass out. Sometimes they place them in places and another person comes along and picks up the one that was thrown down. And this one comes to know the Lord Jesus. Yes, the Lord has a way of getting the message to the one who wants to know what he ought to do. This centurion was in the middle of a culture that had many gods, but he wanted to know the truth. He was not satisfied with trusting what the others were trusting in. And God heard his prayers. And we have the record that thine alms have come up before God. Listen, friends. God is able to keep you. He's able to save you. He's able to hear you. He's able to deliver you and to be with you always. This is our God, our merciful God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.